The unprecedented and ongoing COVID-19 global pandemic has been as great a disaster for Ireland's entertainment and hospitality sectors as the 2007-08 banking crisis was to its construction and financial services industries. If government support doesn't come, then the curtains will close, joy will be lost, the music will fade, the parades will stop, the children's giddy laughter at the panto will be no more, and the cherished memories created in muddy festival fields will be a thing of the distant past. We are the best nights of your lives. We need government support for our industry, and we need it immediately. That's from an open letter signed by 600 entertainers, including U2, Daniel O'Donnell and Sinead O'Connor, for help for an industry which they say was the first to shut because of the pandemic and will most likely be the last one to fully reopen. Dennis Desmond is with us. He's Managing Director of Concert Promoters MCD. Good morning and thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
Your company sold almost €150 million worth of tickets last year. How much are you down this year?
The cost to us at the moment is a couple of million. Obviously, we sell about 1.8 million tickets a year. But the biggest cost is the number of people who are out of work, who haven't worked in the last 6 months. And that's 35,000 people who are involved in the commercial sector, the commercial live sector. And that's what Epic is about, and these people need support.
In a statement to the programme, the Department of Arts and Culture say that supports have been in place since March, including wage subsidies, pandemic payments, a €1 million stimulus measure for the music industry, €25 million extra for the Arts Council, and a €6 million support scheme for the live entertainment industry. What more are you looking for?
I don't want to appear to be ungrateful for the support that has been given to date, but you are the commercial sector, very different from the Arts Council funded sector, and the commercial sector, as I said, is 35,000 people who make their income from this, generates $3.4 billion for the economy. And yes, while there has been the PUP support, the $5 million, $6 million funding that was announced last week, not to be seen to be ungrateful, but when you look at the fact that U2 themselves donated €10 million euros worth of PPE equipment at the start of this, when you look at how much New Zealand, Sweden are giving to the commercial sector, they're giving 140, 150 million euro. In Sweden alone, sole traders are allowed claim for 75% of their lost income for last year. So a lot more needs to be done. More importantly, what needs to happen is we need to open up the sector. Right? The sector was the first to close. We have reached out to government and Epic are doing a huge job, and all the people who, again, are doing this voluntarily, they have no income. And you're talking about designers, musicians, you know, carpenters, you name it. They want to get back to work. And there needs to be a roadmap as to how we can open up this business over the next months, not weeks, but over the next 4, 5, 6 months and get back to business.
And you say that you believe you can be back to business fully by next summer with 50, 60, 70,000 people at Croke Park, Slane and Electric Picnic. How?
We believe that you have to try. So what big changes that are happening, obviously if there's a vaccine, happy days, everybody, you know, we're over and done with. But the chances are there won't be a vaccine. There's definitely not going to be a vaccine in the next year. So what we have to look at is testing. And what you have is a lot of companies are now looking at the testing has been developed. Recently in the States, the FDA approved saliva testing, which can take 15 minutes. That obviously the test kit is in the process of being manufactured. You're looking at blood testing, breath testing, all of which in France they announced during the week that saliva testing, they expect to introduce it in October. So what we're suggesting is there needs to be a path going forward as to look at what is plan B. No vaccine, what is the plan B? That is testing, that is immunity passports. And that is, again, it's about looking at the next 4, 5, 6 months rather than the next 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Dennis Desmond,
so coming up with a plan, a roadmap to reopen the industry.
Dennis Desmond
that's not just for live entertainment, that's also for sport. It can be done.
Managing Director of MCD, thank you very much for speaking to us this